episode 7 of
Brutal Battle.
All right. I am Carlin, and the man that just proclaimed the name of this podcast is Kyle, and we are your hosts for this magical beer journey.
Can I introduce myself, man?
Yeah, that's fine.
Come on.
I was doing what I'm doing is kind of the thing of like when you go out on a dinner date and you order for the lady. I'm like, I'm introducing you. I'm like ordering for you at a restaurant.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
So go ahead. Did you want to say your name?
Kyle. My name's Kyle. Aren't you so excited you get to hear me say my own name?
It's Kyle.
Say my name.
So first off, let's get the kind of housekeeping stuff out of the way. Mm-hmm. First thing being the updated a little bit on the website itself. And for people who don't know the website, because some people just listen to this off my link on Facebook, so they don't really know what the website itself is.
If you listen to this, you should know the damn website.
Exactly. And if you don't, then I'm about to tell you what the address is, so go take a look at it. It's www.brutalbattlepodcast.blogspot.com. And there, we just added some extra descriptors for each episode. Kind of gives you a little two-sentence ordeal about what the episode's about.
Mm-hmm.
And then started adding some photos of the beers as well that are involved.
We're getting real high-tech on you. Pictures, man. That's crazy.
Extremely high-tech with photos. So what we're doing with that, though, is some people had given the idea that they would love to drink along with us. So they mm-hmm. want us to post the photos so that they could see what beers they are before they listen to the episode, so they can run out and get them and drink along, which I highly encourage. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Please drink along with us. That would be a lot of fun.
But I'm going to just say something. I mean, I respect that and all, but if you have a beer's name and you need a picture along with the name to figure out what the beer is.
Right.
Like, what? I need a picture. What'd it look like? Okay, now I know what it looked like.
I need a picturification.
Yeah, I need a visual image of that beer.
So, what I can say, though, is for those of you who don't want to know what the beers are ahead of time, what I'm going to do is we're going to post, when we post a new episode, I'm not going to post a photo with it immediately. I'm going to let a week pass. And then when we post the next episode, I'll go back and post the photo for the episode prior to that one.
Mm-hmm.
So you have like a week grace period if you want to listen to the episode and don't want to know what the beers are ahead of time. So trying to please kind of everyone on this.
Hmm.
So that's that. We also are going to end up being affiliated with another website. A website that's like an online newspaper local to Harford County, Maryland, called The Dagger. And that is located at daggerpress.com. daggerpress.com.
You really didn't have to spell that.
I know. I thought that as I was doing it. But I was like, you know, there's going to be that one person out there that didn't hear it clearly enough.
I like the fact that our name is Brutal Battle, and we're affiliated with the Dagger.
So, yeah, you know. That is a good point.
It's like a beer knife fight kind of thing going on.
It is.
Like a beer-related knife brawl.
Which, maybe we can have that segment eventually. Yeah.
Beer knife fight. That beer, sounds like a genius name for a segment.
I love it. Yeah, so we're not up on the website. Well, actually, at this point, we might be. I was told that we'll be up soon. So,
By the time
soon-ish,
this is posted is what
yeah,
I mean.
By the time,
by the time
this
is posted, we might be up.
But I don't know at what pace they're going to post it on that site, because I kind of gave them carte blanche to post it at whatever pace they want to. So our site might actually be ahead of what they're posting. Mm. But we'll see. So there's that, and then the final housekeeping bit has to do with we set up an email address for correspondence with our one fan.
Yep.
So
with our one fan.
So Kyle Norman, our one fan, he's an actual person.
I know.
Kyle Norman, our one fan.
Another friend named Kyle.
You can write into us.
But I'm the important Kyle, because I'm the one talking.
Actually, maybe we can have Kyle Norman come on the show.
Oh, that would be.
And then
we can call him Norman?
No. But then you guys can duke it out. You can have the beer knife battle and see who prevails.
Go.
And then
there you go.
If you win, you stay on the show. And if he wins, he's the new Kyle.
Oh, jeez. I don't know if I like that. I'll bring my axe. Or I'll bring my claymore.
There you go. Claymore. You brought a claymore to a knife fight. That's not fair. So anyway, so we do have email. Email is brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. And please remember, brutal is B-R-E-W-T-A-L.
Yes.
Battle and podcast are spelled normally.
Don't spell them out, please. We'll be here until no, midnight.
But, you know, feel free to send us email, comments, questions. If you want us to address anything specific on the show, we'll do that. If you have any good ideas or anything, we'll, you know, give you a shout out on one of the shows. And also, if you really want to, you can write in some suggestions for beers you want us to try. But if you do that, because I'm going to be the main person checking the email, if you do that, make sure you put something in the title of the email indicating beers to try or for Rebecca, because so she's the one who pours them.
And then we'll forward them to Rebecca, which is Carlin's wife. She buys all the beers. She picks them out. We don't know anything about it. So. Yeah.
Because if you're going to send that in, we do not want to know. We definitely don't want to know.
And if we read it, then we'll be like, well, we can't because we know what the heck it is. So.
Yeah. So please do that for us. Anyway, so there's the housekeeping stuff done. Mm-hmm. And let's go ahead and move into, have you had any good beers lately?
Huh. Let me see. Let me think back. It's been a while since I've had some new beers. Yeah, I didn't come with one prepared today. Let me think. That's fine. Here.
I can go.
Yeah, you go.
In the meantime.
I'll bring
some. I had it wasn't like amazing, but it was a solid beer from Ninkasi Brewing out of Oregon. You can't really get it here, but my wife's sister lives out there, Emily. I'll give a shout out to Emily. She lives out there, and she's so nice because she brings me beer when she comes back usually. She'll say, I'm coming home to the East Coast. Can you make me up a list and I'll bring you some beers? So she usually brings me some cool 22s.
She's like a beer of the month club that doesn't suck, basically.
Yes. Yes.
She brings you beers from far away that don't suck.
Whereas... Yeah, and she's never brought me a beer that I disliked.
That's good.
So that's
she has a good track record.
Been great. Oh, yeah, she has a great track record. That's good. So she brought me the Ninkasi Slayer Ale. But it's spelled, see, I'm just going to spell things throughout this whole episode. Slayer spelled.
This is a damn spelling bee?
Yeah. It's spelled S-L-E-I-G-H apostrophe R. So it's for like the winter season. Like, it's got Santa Claus
Santa
on it.
Santa Slay.
Yes.
R. I gotcha.
And it was like a dark alt ale. So it was just like a, you know, it was like a nice malty beer. If you, you know, I have those. Have those I was gonna say attitudes, but not so much. But I have those attitudes. I have those moments where I feel like that's what I'm in the mood for. So, at the time I had it, I enjoyed it. It is a solid beer, so I recommend that to anyone who can get a hold of it. But seeing as it's West Coast and it's seasonal, it's gonna be a little hard. But other than that, I had one other beer. And do you want to guess what brewery it's from?
A beer that you had?
Yeah.
Russian River?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I thought you'd pick up immediately on the fact that I'm going to bring up Duclos again.
Oh,
because I always do.
Spelling and Duclos, what's with you, man?
The wife and I actually did shared a 22-ounce of their anti-venom, which their regular venom is just the regular pale ale, but then they did two anti-venoms. Which were their pale ale, their Venom pale ale, but with different hops. And one they did was Green Bullet hops, which was pretty good. And then we had the one the other night, it was with Citra hops. And that was actually, I mean, it was really good. It was really refreshing. It had those nice grapefruity notes, if you like grapefruity notes with hoppy beers, which I do, and Rebecca found it refreshing at that point.
I don't.
So, well.
I'm just saying.
And that's
we're
where
two different people.
That's where eventually you and I are gonna start.
Differ, yeah. I'm gonna be like, we're gonna get a hop bomb along the line. I'm gonna be like, yeah, and you're gonna be like, oh, so good.
That's where we're gonna start having big disagreements because I'm actually surprised.
The thing is, we average the score anyway. So if you give it a 7 and I give it a 3, it's still gonna be a 5.
And that's the reason that we do that is because I don't want, you know, my opinion to trump your opinion or yours to trump mine.
They're not weighted or anything. It's 50-50.
And I'm actually very surprised that, you know, this is the 7th episode and we haven't really disagreed much on any beers.
Yeah.
I think the most we've been apart is like 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really nothing.
Surprising.
Yeah.
But the main reason you wanted me on this is because we were so different in our tastes.
And then I'm finding out we're not. No, but you're right. When we get to that hoppy beer.
I have a tolerance of about, depending on how sweet the beer is, I can probably do about 110 to 120 IBUs, but after that it just gets rough. But it really depends on how much sweetness is to balance it out, because some beers don't have that much, but they're still very bitter because it's just all straight hops and nothing else. Right.
And so, you're just not into like the citrusy flavors.
It depends, but I typically don't like grapefruit. That's pretty much the only one. Okay. You know, I can do lemon, orange, all that other stuff, but lime, if there is lime flavor in beer. Bud Light Lime.
Ew.
Yum.
That's not even real beer. Disgust.
But I thought of, well, see, the thing is, I haven't drank beers lately. I didn't have one in mind because we went to Atlantic City last weekend, and you get the free cocktails while you're playing the slots or whatever. And
oh, yeah.
I had about 4 Johnnie Walker Blacks on the rocks, and because we were waiting for our friends to get there, and we'd gotten up there early because there was bad weather and everything. So I was pretty saucy by the time everyone else got there, and then we just kept drinking at the bar. Then we went to dinner and got wine. And I had to call it a night around 1:30 in the morning. I barely made it upstairs. No, it wasn't that bad, but I had to call it a night.
Or else it was gonna get ugly. Did you win anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think I broke even, you know, at the end of the weekend, but I won $50 on a slot. A 45-cent bet on slots, I won $50. And I bet $50 on black. I played some roulette, hit that, so I doubled my money there. And, you know, had some misses, had some hits, but I think overall I broke even. So it was fun. It's probably definitely the most fun I've ever had in a casino because I'm not really a big gambler. So it was cool. We had dinner at Bobby Flay's Steak, and I watched Maryland get trounced by Duke. I went to Maryland, so, you know, I'm a Maryland Terps fan. Duke just handled them, so, yeah.
I just hate Duke.
So do I.
And I'm
because I went to Maryland.
Obviously, I'm a Maryland supporter.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in college out in Ohio. I went to Miami University in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my buddy, he used to be from Maryland. Like, I guess it was, I don't know, many years since he had lived there, but he was still, like, a big Terps supporter. Mm-hmm. And so we would watch any basketball game that came on. And I remember one instance in particular where they were playing Duke. It was a close game, and they lost, and my buddy just chucked his trash can out into the hallway, and it dented it, and he was really pissed.
But, yeah.
You know, that's what happens with sports, I guess.
My first semester there, because I started in the winter when I went to Maryland, was when they won the national championship, and that was like an amazing, you know, kind of introduction to the college life. It was pretty awesome. The riots and all that, and the pepper spray, and I saw a cop get hit in the back with a brick. That was pretty crazy. Seeing cars on fire and all that great stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah. Very interesting.
So on the topic of college, when you were in college, did you venture into any microbrews at all?
No. That was when I was really in my Yingling kick.
Okay.
Because, like, I remember the one local bar down there, Santa Fe, Wednesday nights was my favorite night of the week. Because they had dollar Yinglings and 25-cent wings. And their wings were excellent. So I would just go down there and just... That was when I could eat 20 wings and not even flinch and drink, like, 6 Yinglings.
And now if you do that, you're on the toilet all night.
No, I would throw up, probably, because I can't eat that much. And drink
well, then you're hugging the toilet all night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was...
So much food.
When I was in college, yeah, I was... Probably the same, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get into beer immediately, so I tried to ease myself in, and I did, like, Mike's Hard Lemonade and...
Yeah, man. You know? I drank Bacardi Silver, Sky Blue,
And you know how they have, like, those small Kahlua mixed drinks, like, pre-mixed drinks? I do, like, the rum and cola and stuff like that, the White Russian.
Oh, hey, man. Nothing... I like White Russians.
I used to.
This day, I like White Russians. That's I'm looking for dessert and trying to get drunk, White Russian.
There you go. I do remember a few times when I tried some microbrews, though, when I was in college. Like, every now and then you'd be like, I'll try this if you're at a bar. And I remember specifically I tried the Honkers Ale by Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated it at the time, obviously, because I was used to, like, Natty Light and Keystone Light and Bud Light and garbage like that. And, you know... The amount of flavor that was in something like Honker's Ale was too much. And I was just like, oh, what is this? And the other one, I don't remember the specific beer itself, but it was one of the Great Lakes beers. brewed out of Michigan somewhere.
I like Great Lakes. So, don't they do, hold on, do they do Edmund Fitzgerald Porter? Is that Great Lakes?
That sounds correct.
I think
to
so.
Me.
That's a great porter. That's an I've excellent not had porter. It. That's excellent.
I actually have not gone back to Great Lakes since that one time, and I haven't gone back to Honker's Ale either.
I really like that porter. I mean, it's been a while since I had it. I first had it when I went to Chicago to visit my friend of mine who moved out there, and it was great. Map Room in Chicago, one of my favorite beer bars in the country. That's a topic we should do for a future show. Favorite beer bars in the country, because I've been all over this country, and I probably have a laundry list I could go through.
Well, that's good. Let's do that for a show, and you can mainly do that because I haven't been too many places.
I have to make a list though, because we've traveled so many places. I can't, you know, get a bullet on all the names, but I could probably make a list from my past and my past blogs and all that other stuff.
The only thing I can think of is Bear Republic. I went to Bear Republic when I was in California for my honeymoon.
That'd be cool.
I mean, it was cool, and I did like a sampler of all their special beers that they had on tap, only available there. And I mean, nothing really hit me as being all that great, except there were like two. I did a 6 beer sampler, and 2 of them were pretty good. They had one that was like a rye pale ale. I don't remember what they were calling it. I love beers with rye in
them. Me too.
Hell it's just got this nice kind of rye undertone.
I also like rye whiskey. I'm in love with rye whiskey. That's neither here nor there. But yeah, I have quite a list, man. I would love to talk about that. That'd be interesting.
I'm trying to think. The other one. Oh, the other one I liked was a Roggen beer.
Roggen beer.
Have you heard of Roggen beer? No. Roggen beer. Roggen beer.
Roggen beer.
Yeah, it's. I think it's like a German-ish style. I'm not too boned up on that particular type of beer.
Roggen?
Roggen beer. I've only had like a few in my lifetime, but it's kind of hard to describe. A little white ale-ish, like a little wheat ale-ish, but not quite.
Bleh.
I don't know.
Bleh.
It's good.
Just kidding.
Actually, Trogues had a really good one when they did it in their. Are you familiar with their Scratch series?
Mm-mm.
They do a Scratch series.
But educate me.
Oh, so their Scratch series where they do this little they'll do like a small run of something they're experimenting with, and they just have fun with whatever they want to make, and then they release it in limited release in bottles, but it's only available at the brewery. But actually, they put it on tap at the brewery too, and you can come in and get like a growler of it. But it's mainly just in bottles, and they've done a ton. I think they're already in like in their 80s of how many they've done. Yeah. So they're really chugging along.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It's a ton. But then, I mean, you should check out that Scratch series. And then I don't know if it is directly related or not, but I was close with some people at Duclaw. I haven't really talked to them all that much in a while, but and that's my fault. But I was close to a few people at Duclaw, and we would talk about a lot of their beer stuff, and I had brought up at one point the Scratch series with Trogues, and I was like, man, you guys should really do something like that. They ended up doing something like that. I don't know if it had anything to do with, you know, me saying it necessarily, but their Exile series is what it is. So it's very similar. They haven't done nearly as much and nearly as fast as Trogues, but they put out some really good stuff. Like, actually, the very first one they did was the bourbon... it wasn't originally bourbon barrel aged. It was like a chocolate rye porter. Actually, chocolate rye imperial porter, sorry.
That sounds good.
It's very good, and it won an award at the Great American Beer Festival recently. I think just last year it did. May have won a gold, actually. I'm pretty sure it did. Won a gold. So, that was their first Exile beer. And they've had some really good other ones, like Macchiato Milk Stout. Is there other one?
I'm trying to remember the one I had.
Their number 4.
It was the one before that one, I think. Was it
Sriracha
the
one. They had a Sriracha one. They had a...
That was the second.
A Wit. Imperial
That's
Wit.
That's what it was. That was good. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have a single one of those that I disliked. They were all
Imperial
good.
Imperial Wit. It was good. It was different.
Here I am. I can't stop talking about Duclaw.
I'm telling you, listeners, this guy should be getting paid for this. Even though he's not. But he should be.
Oh, well, let me tell you this. You may not have heard this yet, and I want to see what your reaction is to it.
Dun, dun, dun.
We talked about the Sweet Baby Jesus that Duclaw did, and that was a...
Oh, the Sweet Baby Jesus.
And that's a chocolate peanut butter porter. Well,
used to be Hero.
Yes, used to be the Hero. They are doing... They do Firkins every now and then, which is like a small cask of a batch of beer that they put aside. And then they just put some interesting flavors in it. And then they put it on taps at a certain time. And when it's done, it's done. And you can only get it in the pints at their restaurant locations. So... They're pretty soon. They're doing a Snickers Sweet Baby Jesus.
Wow!
Which is they just basically add like caramel flavor to it.
Oh, okay. How about like they chop up Snickers and seep it in the beer or something like that?
It's more strategic, interesting than that. It's not just put caramel sauce in there, or, you know. But I mean, just think about it: chocolate, peanut butter, caramel, porter.
That could be awesome, or it could be... I like beers a little on sweet side, so it might be good. Okay.
Well, after I have it, I'll report back to you. Okay. And maybe you should go have it yourself.
You let me know. It's coming up. I'll go have it with you. I can walk there from my house.
Sounds good. All right. That being said, we're actually kind of to the time where we should start getting into these brews.
Let's have some brewskis.
Which I'll say right now, both of us, when the beers were brought down, we looked at the colors and we were like, yes.
So happy. They're dark.
They're dark. They're dark. Yes. So none of that piss water that we've had recently. All right. Beer A. Talk about A.
It's either a stout or a porter, obviously.
That's standard. Stout or porter.
Oh, smells great. Smells like chocolate.
Yeah, nice and chocolatey.
Chocolate milk.
Has a nice chocolate.
Or chocolate rain, if you prefer.
Chocolate rain
made me cross the street the other day. Yeah, you can't see through it at all. As far as not even around the edges.
Chocolate's in this beer.
Hopefully. Very thin head.
Yeah, and when it was first poured and brought down to us, it was still a thin head.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, at no point was it a big
head. Was that a tan head, would you say?
Yes. Yes, I would. That's definitely a tan.
God, it smells. I feel like I've had this before.
It smelled familiar to me as well.
Although I'm not going to venture guesses anymore ever again because I just embarrass myself with these.
What if she tried to pull a trick on us again and she just like gave us another breakfast stout to see what we would do? That'd be cruel.
This
but let's
breakfast
see.
Smell smells like coffee. This smells like chocolate.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. All right, you want to get into it?
Oh, I want to. It sounds like yeah.
Do it.
Doesn't taste
at
all what I was expecting.
I don't taste chocolate.
Mm-mm.
My initial flavor, this is going to sound weird, sunflower seeds.
Yep, I see that. Is it just me or is there a little astringency in this?
Yes, it is astringent.
A little bit of vinegar.
Kind it of. Is astringent, and that's actually probably where that sunflower seedy flavor is coming from.
It's got that kind of like, not necessarily the seed, but the shell, that kind of flavor when you put it in and crack it in your mouth at first. It's kind of got that, like, dusty, musty kind of, yeah. It smells great, but man.
This is just like a weak. It's weak. It's like a watery.
It is weak.
It's like
body's lacking.
Yeah, body's lacking big time.
Yeah.
There's no, yeah, like, if anyone knows, like, when you get, like, a thick beer in your mouth.
Sunflower seeds. You nailed it with that one. That's exactly what I taste. That's
Look at
funny.
That. I'm impressed. Yeah. That's got to be close to as good as your Jim Sock reference to the, I don't even remember which beer you said it on that one. That was probably the Key West.
That's all I can think of now. It's a sunflower seed stout.
Sunflower stout.
Sunflower seed stout. Triple S.
You know, and at this point, it could be a porter, it could be a stout.
Yeah, I don't
Either
know.
Way, it's a
it's
terrible.
It's got a thin body, so I'm not thinking, if it's a stout, it's a sad example of a stout.
Yeah, I was going to say, either way, it's a terrible example of what it's supposed to be. It's just not, no.
I don't know.
Not down with it. This just kind of makes me think of like,
I don't hate it though. Something clangs in there, but the more I drink it, the more my tongue's kind of getting used to it, and it's, I find I'm taking another sip.
Well, it's got a bit of a sour note.
And that's why I'm struggling with like, my tongue kind of, does it like it or does it not like it? It's a dark beer. It shouldn't have a sour note, but I do like sour beers, so it's like, What am I doing with this thing? My brain's having a problem processing what I'm drinking right here.
It's got a sour finish.
It does.
I don't. The sunflower taste is okay, sour finish.
Put it down and let it sit.
Not.
It gets worse.
Yeah. If you
keep drinking, it's not as bad. But if you let it sit, this is like...
It's not the worst beer we've had, but it's...
No.
It's not very good.
That's me. And I smelled a lot of cigar smoke when I was in Atlantic City, and that's kind of what I'm getting in this after. I like
really? I think more like licking an ashtray of cigarettes.
Exactly. Yeah, like the ashy.
Yeah, gross. Well, let's move on to B then.
That was the dark one too.
B is, B's cloudy, but it's got like this nice kind of reddish, brownish look to it.
Yeah, that's
more red than brown.
Very accurate descriptors. Reddish, brownish.
And it looks to me like, the coloration makes me think barley wine.
Yet another super, super thin head. I mean, this head, there basically is no head. I mean, even when you slosh it around, it just disappears. Well, what is there is very fine. It's got a very, very fine head.
Yep. Let's smell that.
Wow. That, I don't even...
There's like this kind of off banana-y...
I was thinking more like gumdrops, kind of.
Don't quite get that.
Or maybe like, Yeah, no.
This is going to sound stupid, but it smells like bananas and cashews.
Bananas? Cashews? I don't really... I see what you're describing, but I don't get cashew.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, maybe cashew's not the right word for it. Okay, how about this? Have you ever had those dried banana chips?
Yes.
It smells like the dried banana chips.
To me, it smells like fruit snacks. Gumdrops, kind of fruit snacks. It's got this, like, fruity kind of synthetic smell to it.
It's definitely a synthetic type smell.
Yeah.
It's... not appetizing smell to me.
I don't know. I'm interested to see what it tastes like. Because I have a feeling like it's kind of like when you drink wine. You get the smell, you get the taste, and you should try to incorporate your nose and your mouth.
I know a little bit of what I get on this. I get the banana-ness, but at the end I'm getting a little bit of undertone of molasses. It's like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I see that. Very dark molasses though.
Yes.
Very dark. Well, almost like to a point where it's almost burnt.
Let's just taste it now.
Yep, bottoms up.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I like the way it smelled better than the way it tastes.
Just not. There's not much going on there.
As soon as you said barley wine, I got all excited. This is definitely.
This is not a barley wine. I'm more inclined to say this is some sort of like red or.
It's uber smooth though. It's very smooth.
It is smooth. It doesn't have. Like a astringent aftertaste. It doesn't have a sour aftertaste. It's it doesn't leave you like going.
It leaves you pretty neutral, honestly.
Yeah,
which is good. I think that's a quality some brewers strive for, is a neutral palate, neutral finish.
You know, I'm gonna go so far to say that this is actually a well crafted beer.
It is because it's very smooth. It's got not an astringent finish.
It's well crafted. Mm-hmm. It is.
I could drain a pint of this without even blinking, because it goes down that easy.
I'm going to say this is some sort of red.
I'm pretty happy with this, actually.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not going to be too harsh on that one.
Nope.
I'm going to go back to this other one. Actually, now that we smelled this one and tasted this one, I get the smokiness off of A.
Like the cigar ash thing.
Smell it again. No, like wood smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm getting wood smoke.
Mm-hmm. I totally get that. That is really weird. Because I do a lot of barbecue, and I know my wood smoke.
And now I'm getting a bit of a smoky flavor.
Kids, if you should take anything away from this, always double fist.
Yeah.
And I know I've said that before, but it's true. So, beer enhances other beer.
Yeah, it really can. But at the same time, beer can wreck other beer.
Yes.
And in this instance, in this instance, B, because of how clean and neutral it is, has actually enhanced A. Because
it removes that assy finish to it.
It does. Well, it's probably because our mouth's been coated, and then we go to A, and it's not letting that kind of sour aftertaste settle. Wow. That makes me view A differently.
It does. And it actually elevates A, and then I went back to B, and now it kind of... It's reducing B a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a very hard time
yeah,
rating these two, because neither of them are bad.
No, they're not. They're not. They're not bad.
Mm-mm.
All right, so.
But I will give B points for the smoothness. That is just a smooth drinker.
All right. So A and B. Do you want to give numbers for either of these?
Yes, I do.
All right, what you got for me?
I'm going to go 5 for B.
You're going 5 for B.
5 for B.
5.
Because I think that I could, I think, I was thinking about this the other day. B is straight average. Straight right in the middle, and I feel like this beer epitomizes 5 for me. Because it's very smooth, it's drinkable, it's crafted well. There's no outlying bad things. There's no not necessarily outlying great things about it either, but I don't hate this beer on any facet. So, yeah, 5.
Mm-hmm. I respect this. I respect B.
Yep.
I respect it.
Yep.
Respect.
And for that reason, oh man, what do I want to do with that? I mean, my...
I'm talking you up, aren't I? You were going to give it a 4. I'm talking you up.
Well, that's funny. It's like you're reading my mind. You're exactly right. I was thinking 4, but the more I think about how much I do respect it. But then at the same time, I think about the Breakfast Stout. And Breakfast Stout, I gave it 6 to.
Don't. No, you're looking at this wrong. Don't downgrade another beer just because you gave a beer you like a lower score than you should have.
I'm going to go with what I originally thought. I am. I'm gonna go 4. Okay.
And that's so, why when you listen to our scores, you always trust me.
Don't trust Kyle.
Because I have an unbiased opinion. I don't care who made it or what it is. I just score on how I feel at best. Okay.
So that gives it an average of 4.5.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not terrible, especially compared to what we've had
in the past.
Yes. So then A, that begs the question, what do you want to give A now? I'm still not very impressed with it.
Mm-mm.
And at this point, I'm going to go ahead and jump in and say I'm going to give it a 2.
Wow. That's low.
Yeah, it's low.
I'm not going to give it that low of a score, that's for sure.
I just... The sour finish and...
The sour finish, yeah. Does drop it down. I was leaning 4, but now that... One beer shouldn't require another beer for... To have, like, a crutch, you know, a leg up. So,
right.
The fact that it does end sour and does kind of leave your palate confused and hurt and crying in the corner, moping, I'll give it a 3.
Okay.
Because I appreciate the smokiness that comes out, and the nose is decent.
But yeah, but you really
it's lacking body, though. Now. It's lacking body.
Oh, well, it's lacking a lot of body.
If that's a stout, I'm going to slap whoever brewed this crap.
Well, if it's a porter, if I would do porter, the same.
Yeah. If it's a, it drinks.
It's not good.
Yeah, it's
all right. Well,
3, but that's a generous 3, I will say that. Generous 3.
Generous 3. Mm-hmm. All right, well, then I'll go ahead and get to revealing. So A, the one that was the lowest this episode, go ahead and reveal A. Watch you it gave it 2.5. Shipyard Bluefin Stout.
That's a...
You know, right. I'm not surprised because I do not like Shipyard.
Wow. That's a stout?
Yeah.
What is this, like a 60-year-old man stout?
It's a bad stout. It's watery. It's like you said, God. No body. It's just...
What the hell?
Doesn't surprise me that it's from Shipyard.
Shipyard, you should be ashamed at calling that beer a stout.
I had their IPA not long ago and there wasn't anything to it. It's that's just... They make weak beers, in my opinion.
That is weak.
It's weak.
It's like they took a stout and added 33% water.
Pretty much. All right, and then we have...
terrible. Shipyard.
We have B, which got a 4.5.
If I knew that was a stout, I would have given it a 1.
Yeah. It's pretty respectable at 4.5 for B.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
Like I said, I'm not embarrassing myself with these terrible guesses. All
right, so here we have B. Uh-oh, I feel a can.
Wow.
I feel a can. And it is... Oh, man! It is Cigar City Maduro Brown Ale.
Wow.
This is actually something...
Cigar City makes decent,
Cigar City
beers.
Does make good beer.
Yeah.
My wife actually brought this back from Tampa mm-hmm. Bay, Florida. She was there recently. And she brought some back, and they actually just started putting their beer in cans. I'd had this before and enjoyed it. It tasted better before, but...
Good on you, Cigar City.
Yeah. That's well, taste beer. It now and see if you get any sort of cigar notes, because most of their beers, they try and put cigar notes.
The funny
notes
thing
in.
Is, I said cigar for A.
mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I guess that's kind of where you get the molasses mixed with the banana-iness. That sounds stupid, banana enus.
Molasses banana equals cigar to you? What kind of crack are you smoking?
Okay, yeah, that didn't sound right. I withdraw the statement.
Yeah, I was about to say, I ate a molasses-covered banana yesterday, and it was like I was smoking a stogie. It was great. What are you
on? It's almost the same thing.
So, yeah, good all for right. you. That was good. I am gladly finishing my B.
Okay, awesome. Delicious. Well, on that note, we will say Cigar City Maduro Brown Ale, you did a good job. You came in at 4.5, but that's 2 points lower than the current Master Broverlord. Which is, as everyone should know at this point, is the Founder's Breakfast Stout.
Founder's Breakfast
6.5.
That's a low score for that beer.
Yes.
Because of you.
Because of me. So everybody, you know, thank you so much for listening. Please remember, if you have anything you want to say, any questions, suggestions,
send it to... Don't hesitate to email us. Yes. I know every... freaking podcast says email them, blah blah blah, please, we love hearing from people, but it's fun. I mean, that's why we do it.
We in fact would love to hear from you.
Yeah, it's fun. It's why we do it. We want people to be in entertained, enlightened.
Yes.
And
I think we deliver that.
Yeah, and other words that
are like good. That.
The words.
So, all right, and on that note, I would go ahead and say, go ahead, get yourself a beer, jump on your computer, and send us some email.
Mm-hmm. I've sent some drunken emails. They're usually hilarious and embarrassing, so go do that.
All right, jump on there and embarrass yourself. Goodbye.
See you.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.